Cove. Keep around the page, Mem Dalad. Mem Dalad. Thank you. The Chaban talks about what happened to our Torah learning over these years in Golos. Komer Golos, he has pyrus shall am Hashem l'resisim, as we've been learning until now. In Golos, we've been broken and crushed into tiny little pieces. The Metzias Zusha Kol Resis Oimid Levadai, and in this Metzias of Golos, where every piece stands on its own, instead of that integration of the whole as one body, Noitzer Katnus Das. The strongest simon of Golos is Katnus Das. It's a very small way of looking at things. She Tfisa Metzumtzemes, which is a grasp that is very limited, very mitzumtzum. Haragisha is chayi harasis bilvad. That feels, where a person feels and is really only aware of what affects him, of his own personal life. He's very completely wrapped up in his or her own life. Katnas das zu mishul lahavla degami. This katnas das that we're in is compared to what we were learning about in the last parak, the havla degami, that little bit of life that's left after a person dies. That's where we learned from the beginning of the sefer, what the Vilna Gaon says, that we're now just like like that tiny little trace of life that's left in Golos, waiting for a ruach chayim to enliven us again. Oisa netav shachiyus hayerid al atzamas, that tiny little drop of life that is upon the bones, shebekever, in the grave, lashpia behamaat nitzaitz shachayim, to mashpia a little bit of life, k'deshay dekach yakum l'tchia, just so there's enough life left in us so that we'll be able to come back to life completely with chias amesim. Kach nitzaitz dakim shachias yord liyisrael b'zman hagalus. This is the little chias that have descended that we've received during galus. Eloheim amoichin shuut amul katnus. And our minds, our way of thinking, has become used to smallness. L'matzav hisraskus ha'ume v'sparusa, to this matzav of being so small and crushed. Onuchatonu, we have sinned. L'fichach hitrasaknu v'nafanu l'katnus, and because of that we've fallen to such smallness. Soid ha'ivorim ha'mufarodim, as we saw in the vision of Yecheskel, where all the bones are separated and one from the other. V'akadosh Baruch Hu b'tuva ha'irid lanu nitfei chayim dakim. And only because of Hashem's kindness, He has preserved us with these drops of life, these very subtle drops of life, ketagim dakim al gabi oisias, like the little crowns, the tiny little crowns on top of the letters, hamatimim el klito sena begolus, which is really all that we're able to absorb in golus, not the oisias themselves, not the letters themselves, just the tiny little tagin on top, kamei oisa havla de gami. Like the Havla de Gami, this little trace of life, Amatim el Aguf, Amufur Abakefer. That is what the body has left of it while it's in the grave. Hat Amas Ha'or Vachiyas Elakatna Shabakalis Ilamaisa Saida Inina Muska Latira, Shanafla Bechorban Viyadar Palayim. When we lay the Kinis on Tisha B'Av, and in Eicha itself, but especially in the Kinis, we cry not only over the Churban Beis Hamikdash and our distance from Hashem, but the churban of Torah, how Torah has become so diminished. Shanafla b'churban v'yarder ploim, v'nistamtsim b'golosim od, and our way of learning Torah and our way of understanding in Torah and Golos is very, very mitzumtsim, has been very, very diminished. Ad shiroiv oireser, v'shifas kedushasa, nignuzu v'ne'elmu, that most of the lights of Torah and the force or the influence of its holiness is really hidden from us in Golos. In Golos means in Eretz Yisrael now as well, means during this time of Golos. Katoyer b'raimamusa, because the Torah in all of its true exaltedness, k'fishem es gala b'Eretz Yisrael b'yos ha'mikdash al-mechayinai, the way that it should be revealed, and it was revealed in Eretz Yisrael, when the Beis HaMikdash was established, Yisrael b'tif artam, and we were in our glory, hine el yoynihim ha'oid, it was very, very great and very exalted. Kol kach nizgova v'gvoha, the Torah, our understanding of Torah was so great, ad she'v'choykem yicholos atziyo v'ha'asogish ha'yisrael b'zman ha'golos, that while we're in Golos, we b'chlal can't even understand what this hasaga of Torah, this understanding of Torah was like. But nistalka aneshama, because in Golos the neshama has left us, v'nifrat ha'gufla resisim, and the body is crushed into pieces. Torah sashchina b'shleimus are, and therefore, page mem hey, the Torah of the Shechina, the Torah of the Shechina, in all of its wholeness and perfection and of its light, and then yichol hikolait b'nafsho seretzutzos, cannot be absorbed in these crushed souls that we have now in Golos, tachas not lagoyim, under the weight of our enemies of the goyim, ba'am hayoshe b'choshech, while sitting in darkness, lachash nistalkim enu ha'shchin ha'lyon, because that presence of the Shechina that was so felt by us when we had the Beis HaMikdash is not here now, and we're in the state that the Navi describes of mechashakim hashivani kimeisei olam, you're in a dark place like those who are dead forever. Ha'hevdol ben Yisrael b'golos ben Yisrael b'geula, the difference between the Jewish people in Golos and the Jewish people in a state of geula, who yoyis ha'godol mehevdol sheben ha'katan she'ach noilet, is greater than the difference between a newborn infant, a baby, l'godol babi yom, and an old person. Or it's the difference between a baby, an infant, and the way that a baby is and thinks, and an adult, is nothing compared to the difference between the Jewish people in Golos and geula. Zeu hevdol sheben misa l'chaim, is the difference between death and life. We can't think of anything to compare it to. This difference of who we once were and what we can be with the present state that we're in. Kach bezman she Beis HaMikdash hakayim, when the Beis HaMikdash was around, haysa neshama mi'ira beguf sholem b'chai, the neshama was illuminating, was shining, in a body that was healthy and that was alive. The Shechina was flowing, was pulsating in all hearts. The Meilan Devuah Zarcha Ba'ar, and therefore prophecy was shining with all of its light. At Shahar Yisrael Devukim Madregis Nisos, the Jewish people were attached to very exalted levels. Lahargish Es Havayis Chayim Ka'achas, Ha'achas. We were able to feel life itself, Kegoy Sholem, as a whole nation, B'Shemahus Chayiv, the muhus of life is being the raya of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being the beloved of Hashem. Kimavut b'shir Hashem, all that's expressed in Shir Hashirim. When a baby, a newborn baby, a child, everything that the child, you watch babies, everything that the baby looks at thinks it's its food, right? You have to be very careful with the baby. Because if you put rat poison in the front of it, it'll take the rat poison. Everything that the baby sees, it sees a hat in the mouth. Everything it sees, it puts into the mouth. In other words, it has such a hasaga. The baby has a hasaga that every single thing in the world is its food. It has a hasaga like that. So everything it sees, put in the mouth, right at the parents, oh, no, that's all you're doing with the babies. Everything they're putting in the mouth. Because they think, oh, shkayach, the tissue box, that looks good. And they put it into the mouth. Whatever they see, they put it in the mouth. Right, then the baby goes up, it's much more choshe, right? So he's mitbager. He's older, and now he thinks that everything is a toy. That's the next stage. Everything's a toy. So no matter what you put in front, it could be a hot stove. The child thinks it's a toy. Not food, he doesn't put it in the mouth anymore. Now the child thinks that everything in the world exists for him to play with. That's the next hasaga. Then the child moves to a higher hasaga. And now he thinks it's not everything is not to eat, and not everything is a game. Now everything for the bocher, now everything is a pretty girl. The whole world is just girls. Girls may not so fixated on the guys, but the similar inyan. And that's the whole inyan. There's a whole tachlis, and the whole hasaga is mitzumtzum to this inyan of boy and girl. And then it goes on to money, v'chulu. And then, so when you're old, you think, no, that's silly. A baby's so silly, puts everything in his mouth. And the baby's so silly, plays with everything. And the boch is so silly, all he ever thinks about is girls. And now I reached a place where I understand that the tachlis is all I ever think about is money. And therefore, everything I look at is just a hechatimsa for me to make money. Right? Everything I ever look at. And then because then you get older, so everything is covered, whatever it is. But it's the same thing. Etzem is the same thing as a baby. That the same way that the baby touches up everything in a way that's so mitzumtzum. You following? Its interpretation is that it's food. It's very mitzumtzum. It's just food. And the 18-year-old is very mitzumtzum. It's just girls. And then the older guy, it's just money. But it's the same mahalach. It's a mahalach of unbelievable tzimtzum. A katnas adas. Katnas adas. So really, even though the substance of one's world changes with time, but the essential way of being mitzumtzum doesn't really change. Doesn't really change. Then you have some that they're 32 years old, and they're also everything they're playing now that's became a new. It's just different chafatzim. This is a misinterpreted, a shallow interpretation of the world, a katnas adas, to think that everything is food. This thinks that everything is a toy. This thinks that everything is about a boy and girl. This thinks that everything is about money. This thinks that everything is about COVID. But it's still, throughout, it's unbelievable tzimtzumim. A katnas adas. Not to be able to see like it says the lashon of the Yalkut is oy lebrius sheyesh lahem einayim sheroyim veinam yoydim asheroyim oy lahem. The human beings have eyes and they're looking at something and they don't know what they're looking at. That they're looking at a locus. The same locus fills the food. There's a locus that fills the game. The everything else, the objects, and that fills everything in life is a locus. If you go beyond what you're fixated upon at that point in your life, that's your fixation. A baby's fixated upon eating. That's its inyan. It probably does less damage to itself than the adults do with the things that they're fixated upon, but that's all the baby has. That's the baby's whole welt. It's just one thing. And it's the same thing with adults. It's just that it looks like it's more sophisticated, it's more chashiv. It's the same katnas hadas. Not to be able to peel away the layers and to see beyond that everything's a locus, that in al bavado, that there's a tachlis, there's something deeper in your life. So the children, the adults sit around and they're amused with themselves about how cute the babies are, that the baby takes this and puts this here and takes this, and then they get a little older and they play with this and you have to constantly give them toys. And it's amazing that the adults sit around, they say they give a few tchotchkes and the baby can sit there for 2 hours playing with the tchotchkes. And then you look at somebody who's 40 years old and he's playing with hedge funds for 25 years. He's playing with hedge funds. It's the same thing. He's playing. I don't even know what a hedge fund is. I just heard the lashon all the years. I hear the hedge fund. I understand they buy and they sell stuff. I don't really know what it is, but or stocks. Look at the same. And they think that this is that they're choshev and the baby's somewhat tzumtzum. The baby thinks that everything is food. You think that everything is money. And the baby's much happier than you are. Stop. The baby's much happier than you. Much happier than you. It's called apochas. Sometimes he gets something that's taka food and he tastes good, and the adult doesn't taste anything. But it's all katnas adas. That's what galus is. It's that the difference between galus and geula, between with the Beis HaMikdash, with nevuah. So we think like it's a cool thing that there used to be Jews that could see into the future. Like it's a cool thing. So we have these hasagas. Like mamish infantile hasagas of what it means to have nevuah in the world, and what it means elokus, what it means ruchnius, what's ruchnius bechlal. All of our hasagas are from mamish children. That's what's in galus. But when we had the Beis HaMikdash, and when we're going to have the Beis HaMikdash, it's a musag of shir shir. It's not stop saying over a nice pasuk. Dodi leave ani loy. What's that doid? What does it mean ani? What does it mean lo? Dodi leave ani loy. What does that mean? That I'm for my beloved. We just say these words. doesn't mean anything to us. Even if you learn all the Mefarshim, it doesn't. What does that mean? Shenichta be'yes ha'shchina b'shleimusa. Shlomo HaMelech wrote Shir HaShirim. Shlomo HaMelech, Melech Sha'asholem Shalo, when there was no such a shleimus at the Beis HaMikdash, and there was and the Bnei Yisrael, Am Yisrael was living in Eretz Yisrael, we never had such a shleimus like at the time of Shlomo HaMelech, which is a taste of what it's going to be like when Mashiach comes. How they live, what kind of a sagas they had. So we look at Novi, we don't understand them, we think that they're stam, that these are people that are having, you know, that they live the same way that we live, except that we use electric, and they didn't have electric. And the binyan Shlomo HaMelech, what was the binyan of Shlomo HaMelech? In that great wealth of a life of Kedusha, when we had a base of Mikdash and we had Nevuah, Hirgish Kol Yochid Mi Yisrael Es Mashmos Chaya Begadlus Atzuma. Every single Jew felt the meaning of his life, Begadlus Atzuma. Every person saw the greatness of his life, the meaning of his life, the importance, the significance, the urgency of every moment of his life. That's how a regular Jew lived when there was a base of Mikdash. And saw himself as a piece of this great torch, this holy fire that was shining throughout creation. Hashabbos, tefillin, tzitzis, Talmud Torah, learning, v'esek ha-mitzvah, or any mitzvah, k'mer gam ha-malacha u'binyan ha-aretz. In those years, a Jew saw a tzitzis, a tefillin, a learning, Shabbos, a mitzvah, the same way Malachu Binyan Aretz, working in Eretz Yisrael and building the land, it was seen in that shleimus of what it really is. What does it mean to in Eretz Yisrael? What does it mean to build the land? Hayu yachtav l'nimim v'gidim b'ilan rab serigim. This was, they were all cords, like on an instrument of and gidim of a tree that had so many branches. One of the branches is tzitzis. One of them is tefillin. Of what? Of dveikus Hashem. And one of them is being a farmer and working in Eretz Yisrael. Not like it's seen nowadays, that these are all different things, that a mitzvah, tzitzis and tefillin, is one thing, and planting a tree in Eretz Yisrael is a different thing. These were all like branches of a tree, and everything was seen how it's connected one to the other. Rechav yadayim, shenachlolo bo kol yisoh kavai achas. All the Jewish people got like one creation. Imam Heiru b'chol ayis kol matmuni ha-tayra. And together with all of this, they were shining with all of his strength, all of the deepest secrets of Torah. Sesareh v'razah, all the secrets, all the mysteries of Torah, b'yichudei kodesh, all the yichudim, the unifications of Hashem's name. Every Jew was able to look in the Chumash and saw all the Yichudim of the Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chumash from the beginning to end, and names of Hashem, and every Jew walked around, and that's how he saw Chumash, that's how he said words of Tehillim, of Tefillah, every single thing was Yichudim of Hashem's name. B'chochmas ha-Nevuah v'hayra'osah. Nevuah is not just seeing the future. Nevuah is a certain way of seeing the present, of seeing everything, of taking away all of the layers, all of the coverings, and seeing something, to the etzim of what it is. And that's how he lived. And every Jew was learning the sight of his own neshama, spent his life with it, learning deeper and deeper the sod of his own soul, of who he was. Ad la sagas nevuah, until a person would come to a saga of nevuah. Kiflaim kiyotzim mitzrayim, we know, I mentioned the other day, that the Gemara says that there were nevi'im at that time, twice the amount of Jews that left. They left Mitzrayim. That's how many Nevi'im there were. Page Memvav. But Mitzias Adir Zuk shall. And again, he doesn't. No one could find the right words to describe. But just a little bit. He says, in that Mitzias Adir, that powerful Mitzias shall Giloy Shechina, of the revelation of the Shechina, Lo Hayetzarch Ledaber Al Tachlis Amitzvus Eschar Kiyuman. Nobody had to give Shiurim about the Tachlis of Mitzvus. And the reward for doing the mitzvahs, it would be a silly talk. He explains that's why when you look in Tanakh, when you look in Chumash, you don't see talk about Olam Haba. Right? It's one of the big questions. Nobody talks about Olam Haba in Torah. There's nothing about Olam Haba. Yemayis Mashiach, there are Nevi'is, but nothing clear. What is it exactly? Tchisam Eisim is not clear. We see the Tanakh only as the years went by and we got further from Nevuah, then the Chachamim began to talk more. But when we were there, in that world of Nevuah, it wasn't the subject that was discussed. Why? Why talk about what's going to be? They lived in that reality. They lived in the reality of Elokus. It's not one day there's going to be this. They lived in such a metzias. B'zivah kodesh she be'beis Hashem, with the holy radiance that was shining in Beis Hamikdash, and from the Beis Hamikdash, says Basha l'kol mechave aris, that would go, that extended to all of the expanses, all throughout Eretz Yisrael. V'raim goyvho is gala ba'aliyah sa'am kula l'regel, and the highest was when the Jewish people would come. Aliyah l'regel would come to Yerushalayim by the Shalosh Regalim. Elo hayu ha'peris ha'masukim shal avaydes ha'kodesh. That was like the, that they saw that was the tachlis of Avodas HaKodesh. Dveikus Bashem, going to Yerushalayim. You don't have to talk about what's going to be after I die. You don't have to talk about what's going to be later on in history. After all, I'm going to Yerushalayim. And I would go to Yerushalayim and I would be filled with Elokus when I went to Yerushalayim in such a way that it wasn't a matter of dreaming of what things are going to be like. Zeharim shining me'ir metachlisam b'toychayil mazeh. While being alive in this world, therefore, when you look in Tanakh, you don't see that there's any discussion of Olam Haba. It doesn't talk about Olam Haba. And we don't find that it talks about how, by being good boys and girls in this world, it doesn't say anywhere in Chumash, if you're good in this world, you're going to get to the next world. It doesn't say that. It doesn't talk about it. Because when the light of the next world is shining in your life, in this world, with an open and with visions of prophetic visions, and a huge amount of Nevi'im all over the place, double that the Jews left Mitzrayim, you don't have to have shmuzim about the schar of mitzvahs, the reward for mitzvahs. Or why? What's the inyan of putting on film? Or what does Shabbos do for me? We don't have to talk about it. But they saw their eyes. Hatachlis v'aschar ha'yumiirim begilui ravu bebehiras. The point of mitzvahs, the tachlis of mitzvahs, and the reward for the mitzvahs. When miirim begilui rav were revealed in a tremendous way, bebehiras in a clear way. Amitzias nifla zunema. The Chacham, we see in the Gemara that they used to bench each other. They used to give each other a bracha. That's how they used to bench each other. They used to give each other a bracha. You should see the next world, your next world, what's waiting for you in this world. You should be zeichet to see it. But that would be meaningless to say that to somebody now. You should see the next world while living in this world. I'm just trying to look at ways to find my address. You know, to find how do I get to this place. I'm to look. To see the next world while I'm alive in this world. But that's how they used to speak to each other. Aylomcha tir b'chayecha. Aylomcha, you should see. Aylomcha tir b'chayecha while you're alive. That's how they lived. Kach chayelonu b'heyeseinu b'oyesha chayenu. That is how we were in the wealth when we were wealthy. When we were rich. When our lives were rich. But godless amaychen, a tremendous godless amaychen. Godless amaychen. Can you imagine a person didn't think, there was no such a way of thinking of that, like I have to get up tomorrow morning to daven. And the thought of getting up tomorrow morning to daven is a responsibility, it's a chore. Which is that's a chashuv thing to feel its responsibility. They were far, far from such a thing that it's an inyan of like something that I don't want to do but I have to do. They were very far from that. You can't be masking with godless amaychen that they had. With that great outpouring of holiness that was shining in our lives. And then with Golus, our entire world became black, became dark. Nistalka Hashchina, the Shechina left. Nignezah HaNeshama, our souls became hidden. Who's looking to find what, where the neshama, where's the neshama? Ba'guf noisa levado. And we're left with our bodies. Shoichin ba'ofa. That sits in the dirt. V'sheva achasheva. Nifred ha'guf levisiz. Broken and more broken, shattered. V'noisano avak dakin. We're left like some dust. Pizurim ba'artzos tevel. Just thrown out and spread throughout the world. That's how we feel. L'loy shechina, without the presence of the shechina in a way that we can feel or see. L'loy hisgalus Hashem, without hisgalus of Hashem. L'loy teferis v'kovid melucha, without the teferis, the splendor and the covet of having a king, of having malchus, what that means. L'loy mikdash, without a base of mikdash. L'loy nevuah, without nevuah. So because of that, like we were learning last night a little bit about the Yerushalmi, because of that, everything is a fight, everything is a struggle, everything is a melchama. Everything is a melchama. Because of this, because of the matzav that we're in, to try to squeeze out a little bit of mitzvah, to stay away from aveir, it's a tremendous, tremendous melchama. And we experience it as something which is against our teva, because it's against the teva of the guf. So we experience it as being something which is against the teva. Against it, something which is unnatural to daven. It's unnatural to learn. It's unnatural to do mitzvahs and so on. And everything is a milchama. It's a milchama. And you read this, Peloim zu herchika mo'oides ha'nefashis me'etzam e'chelos le'tzayis ha'vodet Hashem ha'gadoyle v'ha'adir shebe'migdash. And because of this terrible Yerida, it's very, very hard for us to envision what was it like? Avodas Hashem in the Beis Hamikdash. So when we think of it, we think like, how would I do that without getting my, you know, my clothing stained or something? Like, how do you? What would I do in the Beis Hamikdash? And it seems like it was to us when we read about the Beis Hamikdash, it looks like so strange. Everybody's waiting to finish those parashas and get back to the stories. And what are these parashas? We get to the whole Indian, all of the story, the parashas of the Mishkan, and how the Mishkan was built, and all the Avod and Vayikra. By the Karbonists, so strange. And we have to try to come up with terutzim, you know, because if you're an animal lover, how do you fend off the Rabbanu Shalom? They said you have to kill an animal. All this strange. Everything is bedoichak, and everything is just so odd and incomprehensible. This is the Yerida that we're in. Lahasigas or a Torah, Rabbi Musa v'Shlei Musa, and to be able to be masig the light of Torah in all of its perfection and its glory. Nimtze peir adir ben avodas Hashem haregila biyom kadmonim, ben maimed hachaim begolus. There's a huge gap between a regular day of serving God that used to be, an average day, just a regular Tuesday in Teves. I say that all year long as an example of something that's regular, right? But we're here now. It's Tuesday in Teves. Which means after Chanukah. It's after Chanukah. It's after Tishrei, after Chanukah. And it's an Ibiyar. It's a long winter. It's an Ibiyar. And it's Tuesday in Teves. And what was it like to be Tuesday Teves when there was a Beis HaMikdash? I'm not so guess of what it is. The Maimed Chaim Begolus, our way of living in Golus. The Fichach Huchrucha HaTorah LaRedis Mimalasa. Therefore, the Torah was forced to descend, to step down from its exalted place. And Liskanis B'Tzimtzum Rav, and to enter into a tremendous Tzimtzum. You can have a person that learns Torah his whole life and never ever thinks about the Rosh Hashanah. There's no Shaykh as the Rosh Hashanah. It's such a Yerida for Torah. That the Torah had to descend into the Dalet Amos of Halacha, which Chazal describes what Golus is, that all the Torah people is the Dalet Amos of Halacha, that Mutter and Osir and Tomei and Tor, that all the whole Torah is seen as such as like a manual. It's like just a manual, like this boring instruction book. That's what the Torah is. And if someone says, "I want to understand on a deeper level," says, "No, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that. It's going to harm you." something's going to happen to you. You turn into a pumpkin, or you turn into something that thinks about Hashem or wants to, cares about Hashem. Everything is some tzumtzum. It's unbelievable. Someone just told me that they're going mishuga in the yeshiva world, that they put out some sort of a tape or a video of Rabbi Eliyahu Tzveizach and Levrach, the yeshiva in Philadelphia, who was a very, very litvish Rosh Yeshiva. And that he was talking once about how, what's the shaila that a person learns? You have to remember there's a Rabbeinu Shlom. So they're going crazy. This is like, the Rabbi Eliyahu Tzveizach said that you have to remember that there's a Rabbeinu Shlom. The Rosh Yeshiva said that you have to the Torah, it's a symptom. There's a chiddush if someone talks about the Rabbeinu Shlom. Someone cares about finding out, getting closer. It's a chiddush, and it's looked as being strange, or it's neo-Hasidic or something. It's different. It's a really strange thing. The way that they looked at the Baal Shem Tov, the way that they look at these things, and it's odd. This is what happened to us. The Torah has gone down. The Torah had to. This kindness but simtsum rav. The Torah entered into a tremendous simtsum, tekatnus, from the kuda garinis tzara to a very, like a garin is a seed, right, and like into a very tiny little seed, which is what dar amas al halacha, the four amas of halacha. Four amas itself is a term. When it's used, of course, to describe a person whose entire life is lived in according to the Torah, which is beautiful. But we know that Da'at Amos is a Lashon of Tzimtzum, right? What does it mean, Da'at Amos? It means that's all you have is your Da'at Amos. Thus is thus. So, Da'at Amos of Halacha is very beautiful, that you live in the Da'at Amos of Halacha. But for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shechina, it's an unbelievable Tzimtzum to be just in Da'at Amos of Halacha. That's not the holy need of Har Sinai, Da'at Amos of Halacha. But the Shechina, the Torah had to adapt herself to have a Shaychus to us. To have a Shaychus to us. So she had to, like if you have a child, you have to go down and you have to, like the story of the turkey under the table, and the prince who thought he was a turkey, Rabbi Nachman's story, you have to go down and you have to. So the Torah came down to us. And how does the Torah come down to us? In the Da'at Amos of Halacha. As the Torah comes down to us. In order that the Torah should be able to speak to a person of Golus, it had to come down so many levels. The Torah, so many levels, in order to speak to a Jew in Golus. Now we say come down so many levels. We're not talking about Aleph Beis Gimel Dal. We're talking about all kinds of pilpulim, the deepest pilpulim in Halacha. So you read the Mamish, like the Tanakh talks about. Symptoms come down. Of course, it's all elokus, but it's so mitzumtzum. It's the shechina, so mitzumtzum. The Da'at Amos of Halach. That from these two or three sentences that we just read, many, many, many fine Jews who put on talis and tefillin and learned Torah would want to have this book burned. You understand? Just from these sentences, which is all, of course, the Torah of the Vilna Gaon. It's all from the Vilna Gaon. It's all the Torah. It's all from the Zohar Kaddish and from the Vilna Gaon. All this Torah is from the Vilna Gaon. I should talk to him about Dreges, a chayim from the Arizal, from the Vilna Gaon, from the Ramchal. It's not Chassidus Shatayr. It's also Chassidus, but it comes from the Zion, from the Ariya Kodesh. I should talk to him about Dreges, a chayim to Chisal Shal Yochid B'chol Yimei HaGolos. Kedei Lach Yosef B'meshach HaGolos, in order to give us life. During the years of Golos. And this is what we were learning about yesterday with Rochli Meir going down and Talmud Bavli going into the Klipas, right? Those who were here yesterday. Going into the Klipas, the Indian of Talmud Bavli. To be Mesak on the Klipas is the very beginning of the Da'at Amos of Halacha, to make all kinds of tikkunim. But the tikkunim are tikkunim that are very, very, very low down in the choshech of this world, mamish, in the darkness of this world. It's the Indian of the Talmud Bavli, and which is the Talmud of Golis, all these Da'at Amos of Halacha. Because if the Torah would be in its true state, uncovered, unplugged, unveiled, in all of its splendor and glory, We wouldn't be able to understand a word. We wouldn't be able to understand a word. To understand a word, even now, you take a person that never learned the Svarma Kadosha, and you give him something to learn, a Torah, right? You give him something, he looks at it and he says, What is this? Doesn't hear it at all. There are other Jews that do. There are different Madragas. But doesn't hear it at all. And that's not even the Torah released and unplugged in all of its splendor. Just a little bit of the cover's taken off. And already you have 90% of the Olam says, no, I don't know what this is talking about. It doesn't mean anything to me. What does it mean? I don't know. What is that? What do you say? There was somebody that was telling me when I was in Eretz Yisrael, I don't know who he was. He's a guy that was just coming out of Minchas Maariv, and he says to me, "Oh, you're Rav Avraham here." I says, "Shalom Aleichem." So he says, "You understand what does Rabbi Nachman always say about himself? That stuff I don't understand. What is he talking? What was he talking when Rabbi Nachman talks about himself about the tzaddik? That's why I can't learn. I don't see it." So I said, "Okay, have a good night. You know, when you talked, this really, you know, like." He found me. It's a good thing I came for a few days to Yerushalayim. I'm supposed to defend Rabbi Nachman from Breslau. You know, you're a very guy's little yeshiva. That's not for me. If anybody talks that way, I can't. It's not for me. Talk like this. Talk a language of Golus. Rabbi Nachman's talking about himself. What do you think that Rabbi Nachman is? Rabbi Nachman had issues with Gaiva. Rabbi Nachman had a problem with his ego. Rabbi Nachman was trying to convince himself that he was good or something. You need to talk to a person. There's someone that's learning his whole life, I assume. Talk. This girl is even. He says, if the glory, the full splendor of glory of Torah would be revealed, wouldn't be able to understand a word of it. Every single word in the Mishnah. Every single word in the Gemara is tilly tolum of secrets, mountains of secrets, the deepest secrets of creation are in every word of the Gemara. Not just in Chumash and Navi. Every word in the Gemara. Every single word of the Mishnah. The whole state of the Mishnah is, al-pinister. There are many, many, many Makaris for that. Every single word in the Mishnah. Every single word in the Gemara, every word that came out from the Tanaim and the Amoraim, filled with the deepest secrets. But for this person, it's the Dalai Lama Savalach. So, that's all it is. Ma'itzim merchaka chayim ben madrigosa le madrigosa. V'ayin noisim le leimozno michya. That if the Torah would be uncovered now, we would be left, we wouldn't understand anything, and we'd be left without any way to live. So kach, so what happened? Soides ha-Torah, the secrets of Torah, oireis ha-Navu, the lights of prophecy, Tamei ha-Torah v'chochmas v'zeh, the deeper reasons of the Torah and the chochma of all of her mysteries and secrets, nelmu v'nignazu, have been hidden. Ki elu einam shayochim elu b'hayos yisrael al admasa. Now there's a tremendous excitement and a resurgence of interest because it's really not shayach to the Jewish people unless we're in Eretz Yisrael and we have the Beis HaMikdash, we have Nevuah. The language of Rabbi Shimon, the language of the Arizal, the language of the Baal Shem, the language of the Gra, it's the language of Eretz Yisrael. It's the language of Nevuah. It's the language of something. So it's again going back to the muscles. It's like the baby wants to eat the computer, right? Wants to eat the little computer, and you're there. And the baby is 4 months old and is going and putting the computer in its mouth, the phone in its mouth. And you say to the baby, listen, what's your name? The baby looks at that. Okay, your name is Yankel. Yankel, do you know how many, what is it called, megabytes or bytes? I don't know what they're called.
Gigabytes. Whatever.
Gigabytes, you know how many bytes this has in it? He said, yeah, that's what he means to him. Do you know that this thing has in it, it can calculate, you know, it could tell you what the weather's like right now in Hong Kong. And the kid looks at you, what's chabach mit Hong Kong? Not to Hong Kong and after the weather. There's only this my Dalaramas. That's all the baby lives in is Dalaramas. So that's how a person You have a person that lives nowadays, even a person, I'm saying, who learns Torah and Shomer Mitzvahs. It's like this. You talk to him about, it's like it's a different, like, doesn't mean anything to him. You say this is a Torah over from the Baditshva. You see, I'm not even talking about the Arizal. You say over from the Baditshva. You say over something from the Ov Yisrael or from the Koshen Samagd or whatever it might be. He says, no, that doesn't speak to me, doesn't speak to me. The same way that a baby would say, that. What are you talking about? It doesn't speak to me. You tell the baby, no, this is a phone. I don't know what that is. It's food, right? No, it's a phone. It doesn't speak to me. It doesn't speak to me. But I'm telling you this, the tachlis of this is not to put in your mouth. The tachlis of this is to talk on it. And the kid just looks at you and you try to explain. You feel that when you're talking nowadays to teenagers also. You have a teenager, you know what I'm talking about. You try to talk to the kid about something and he looks at you like you're out of your mind. Like you're from another planet. The same way that our fathers and mothers looked at us when they were trying to talk to us, the same way. From another planet. If a Navi would come now and walk through the door, Navi would talk to us, it would be, that's what you were saying before, it would be much, much bigger difference than a newborn infant and an adult. It'd be a much bigger difference. If a Navi would come and talk to us about what's the tachas, what are you thinking, what are you doing, it would sound to us like he's totally crazy. Totally crazy. This is what's happened. In our state of Golis, we can't come close to this. What it was, what the Torah, when the Torah is revealed for what it really is, what the Torah really means. Therefore, if it really what's left is halacha, it's halacha. Hatzadamai, see the practical, just the last stop of Yiddishkeit, the final frontier. The last stop is what? Is halacha. You know, do this, don't do that. That's what's left. And all kinds of pilpulim, what I'm doing and what I'm not doing. Which is terrific, but that's the last stop. Which is just what I'm supposed to do right now in my life. Not about Am Yisrael. Who talks Bechlal? Who could say what? Halachas of Am Yisrael, and the whole Indian of the Jewish people as a nation, when there was a Nevuah and there was Malchus, nobody talks about Am Yisrael. I mean, they say the words, you say the word Am Yisrael, and every single person around you says, who's talking on behalf of Am Yisrael? He has a different picture of Am Yisrael than you have. So, the Yochid, it's all about the individual. What I should do and what I shouldn't do. This little piece that has your name on it that's left in the grave. Who has Shom Chacham Shatoris Bavel? Kamoya Kamay Havle Degami. And that's what we're learning. The Chazal said that the Torah of Bavel, of Golis, is like that little bit of life that's left in the bones. Shabbat Lahachis is over Golis to give us life. Rachel Yemenu coming with us to help us in Golis. Rachel's crying, Shem Kimesim, Machashak Mishwani, Kimesim, Zu Talmudu Shabavli. But that the Gemara says that we're learning in the Yushalmi Shurim, that's called the Talmud Bavli, that's Golis. The Torah of Golis. We're talking about the Torah, Talmud Shel Bavel. Zeh Shom Chacham Yom Shachar Beis Hamikdash Ein Lakash Baruch Hu Dalam Shalach Levad. That's what the Gemara says. Since the Chor Beis Hamikdash, all the Baruch Shalom, the only way that the Kach Baruch Hu comes to us in this world really is in the Dalet Amos of Halacha. That's how we experience Him, in the Dalet Amos, and that Mitzumtzum Dika little place of Dalet Amos, like the baby that's in the playpen, you know, that you don't, because you don't want the kid getting into trouble, so you make a playpen, you put him in a little cage. And you give him his toys, and that's his own. He's happy. V'achiyas ha-to'emes es ha-yochid. And that's a chiyas that befits the individual. Like the baby in the playpen. It's not, you're not telling the kid, I want you to go out and to experience life. You put him into a cage. The whole thing is whatever, a couple of feet by a couple of feet, and you throw a couple little tchotchkes in there and play. That's what our life is. It's just about the yochid. The baby's not thinking inside the playpen, you know, I really have to try to communicate to the rest of the chevra how this is unfair that baby should be so limited, and that the baby in the playpen is thinking about making a union or something, and to create some sort of organization, babies of the world unite, and we're going to get out of the playpen, you know, and we're going to have a more expansive life. That's how babies just sits there. He has this toy, and does it. That's all. And he's happy. He's got his little tchotchke. What he does with it. Shukei v'kever, like a limb in the grave. Ramnan. And however, just like that little tiny bone that has the life that in the grave, right, that's still in it, has tremendous power, because from there the whole thing's going to be built again. So too, the Dal Amas Havalocha, there's hidden in the four Amas Havalocha, Oitzim Koyach Rav, tremendous Koyach. We have to keep every halacha, because all of Yiddishkeit is like mitzumtzum, is all condensed in the Dal Amas of Halacha. We have to observe every halacha, because somehow from that we're going to come back to life if we do what we're supposed to do and we live the right way. Therefore, we were taught that the mitzvahs and galus are like tziyunim, like just ways of reminding us and helping us to eventually come to a point where we're going to be able to live the way we're supposed to live with Mashiach. Hatzivilach tziyunim, where the Navi says that while we're in galus, to keep Shabbos, to keep mitzvahs, to put on tefillin, and to keep mitzvahs as tziyunim, as reminders, as markers, to be able to bring ourselves back ultimately to the full light of Geula. Hashemitzad echad hem ketziyun al kever, which is like the mark that you have on a grave, because now you know where this is. Achem gam ketziyun derech, but it's also the word tziyun means when you have to find some place like a trail, you have markers along the way. The mitzvahs are those markers along the way to bring us back to Yerushalayim. So we do even we live in the Dal Amas of Halacha, but that's not all of Yiddishkeit. Those are markers that are bringing us back. L'chol masa ha-galus, throughout the entire journey of galus, lahazkir, to remind us who we really are and how we have to live. L'chadish yimei kedem, but this is not the tachlis. The tachlis is to come back to yimei kedem, which we're going to come back to when Mashiach comes, to yimei kedem. And that's why, as we're now drawing closer to the end, you see that like Cook speaks about the chutzpah before Mashiach comes, the Jews are no longer satisfied just with the tziyunim. There's this unbelievable Shlachti Rav Ba'aretz, like Rav Lechmo Tzor Lamayim. There's this tremendous thirst. There's this unbelievable longing that when I was in Israel, there was a very big Chassidish Mashpia, a very very big Chassidish Mashpia. I don't want to say his name. I maybe wouldn't want me to say this his name, but I was talking to him and he told me that he has a private shir where he's sworn to secrecy. He's not allowed to say the names of the Rosh Yeshiva that attend. But he has six or seven very big non-Chassidish Rosh Yeshiva who are coming to learn from him. Look at the Maran. That's what he told me. And he said he's not allowed to say their names. And he said that's all they want is more and more and more and more. And when they go outside, you wouldn't know. They don't mention a word of it. It's not any. The Dar Amas were breaking out of that. I mean, to keep, of course, every halacha, but to break out and to have a longing to connect to this or of what. It was when we had the Beis HaMikdash, because we're going to have the Beis HaMikdash, it should be very soon. Yeah.